On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
So it's the climate strike for action, but what are the actual legal implications, and is it in fact even technically a strike? Sarah Seeley is from HWL Ebsworth Lawyers. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Rick. Good morning.
The global climate strike, like in Australian law, is it actually a strike? Can you legally walk off the job?
Look, it's a really good point, Rick. We've seen globally a lot of the commentary around strike laws, but in this country we don't actually have an enshrined right to strike around these sorts of issues. We have effectively protected industrial action and unprotected industrial action, which basically means lawful and unlawful, and it's a really narrow band around what will be lawful industrial action. And effectively it has to relate to the enterprise, the particular enterprise involved, and usually enterprise bargaining.
So does that mean that if your employer has not said publicly or within the organisation, look, we're okay if you go, you're in danger of what if you are not there for that hour?
Yeah, look, the starting point from a legal perspective here really is people who want to attend the protest but would otherwise need to be working need to have their employer's approval to be absent. And that would normally be, for example, taking annual leave, and that's what we've seen a lot of in the media. So employers can only refuse a request for annual leave if that refusal is reasonable. And that is usually looking at, do we have staff to cover that absence, you know, what notice has been given by the employee, operational needs, those sorts of things. Mm. But the employer's view about what that person wants to do on their annual leave would not be a reasonable grounds for refusing the application.
What if you're going, oh, it's my lunch hour, but I'm going at 12?
Those sorts of things come under flexibility. So, again, really the important piece is communicating with the employer. So we've seen a lot of employers, or as you've mentioned, are saying, look, we're shutting up shop, we're encouraging staff to go. Others are running skeleton crew. Others are saying, look, you can access flexible leave. And that might not necessarily just be annual leave. It could be you've got banked time off in lieu, you take an early lunch hour. We've seen some organisations saying you can access a volunteer leave, so 2 days of paid leave a year for volunteer activities. This may qualify for that type of leave. So really it's about the employer knowing about the absence, finding out what their attitude is and working with them to make sure that there's agreement on what's going to happen.
Could an employer legitimately, though, go, well, I don't agree, I'm going to dock you the hour?
I don't agree with the call. The point about can you just show up, without an approved form of leave. Look, failing to attend work without a cause or notice would likely be a breach of an employee's contract of employment. Mm. And that could, of course, result in some form of action, including if it's available under the contract, docking of pay, particularly if an application has been made and refused and the person chooses to attend anyway, that could really constitute a failure to comply with a direction, and that can be a serious breach. So in those circumstances, yes.
Just legally, what's the position for teachers and students? I know that I've heard in the last time one of these strikes happened, the school principal going, I can't officially say that you can go, I wish you hadn't told me because I could have ignored it, but now I can't, you need to be at school.
Again, that comes back to the contractual arrangements that are in place. Obviously, and we've seen certainly in Victoria, their government has said public servants can access what they're calling flexible working arrangements. And I think that those sorts of things come into play here. But again, it would be a decision made by the department, and I know down here we haven't heard much noise about what that attitude will be, but if the leave is accessed lawfully, or it's in, as you've said, a lunch break or that type of thing, then that then that's going to be acceptable.
And what about school students? I mean, could we get truancy offers out and just, like, slap notices on all these kids?
I think that's really unlikely in these circumstances. But technically, I mean, we've seen some commentary around that, around students, them wanting to have students in school as opposed to attending these protests. But I think that sort of thing's really unlikely. Truancy usually has, for action to be taken, some sort of pattern of history and a whole heap of other factors that go into whether or not that can apply.
Thanks, Sarah. Good to talk to you this morning.
Yep. Thanks, Rick.